From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama leaves tonight for Moscow to meet tomorrow with Russian officials. The White House says he's seeking the start of a new and better era in U.S.-Russian relations. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Russian and U.S. officials say relations between the two countries are nowhere near as good as they'd like. Analyst Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Center says the Bush administration did not help matters. If she's hopeful about the Obama administration, she also cautions that Russia is under the same leadership as before.
Russia is a difficult partner. Russia has deep distrust of the U.S. and of the West in general. A change of administration happened in the U.S., but not in Russia.
Ahead of the Moscow meetings, Russia's president, Dmitry Medvedev, has been saying a new agreement on nuclear arms control depends on U.S. willingness to compromise on a missile defense program in Eastern Europe, which Russia opposes. The current arms control treaty expires in December. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. officials in Afghanistan say Marines are still seeing some resistance as they try to clear Taliban insurgents from the southern province of Helmand. 4,000 Marines and several hundred Afghan soldiers swarmed the province last week. This is the first major assault since the U.S. began its buildup of some 21,000 troops in Afghanistan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Military officials at Camp Leatherneck, the sprawling Marine base here in Helmand, say some of the heaviest resistance is about halfway down the province as Marines try to push insurgents from Taliban strongholds. One hot spot is the city of Kenishan, the district center in an area called the Fishhook, where the Helmand River bends sharply. The Marines say Kenishan was a way station for Taliban fighters coming across the border from Pakistan. It's now been cleared of insurgents, but the Marines expect the Taliban to begin hitting back over the next few days. Marine commanders also foresee a sharp uptick in the use of IEDs, improvised explosive devices, that's become the weapon of choice for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Camp Leatherneck, Helmand Province.
Ousted President Manuel Zelaya of Honduras says he plans to return to his country today and reclaim his job. He'd been forced into exile 1 week ago in a military-backed coup. He posted an internet message telling his supporters to come out to the airport to Tegucigalpa to welcome him home. The Organization of American States is calling for Zelaya to be reinstated as president, but OAS Secretary General Peter Kent says he does not want him to come back now.
The time is not right for the return of President Zelaya to Honduras, that it is far from clear that current conditions could guarantee his safety upon return.
The OAS has suspended Honduras as a member because of the coup, but the interim government already had quit the organization. This is NPR News from Washington. Torrential rains continue to batter southern China, flooding roads and houses. The official Xinhua News Agency reports more than 100,000 people have been forced from their homes. It says at least 16 people have died. A pedestrian bridge collapsed in northwest Indiana last night, sending several people into a lake. At least 16 people were injured. The wooden bridge gave way when it was crowded with people leaving a park after a fireworks display. It happened in Merrillville, Indiana, about 45 miles southeast of Chicago. Police in Nashville are investigating the death of former NFL quarterback Steve McNair. He was found dead with a 20-year-old woman yesterday afternoon. For member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports.
Nashville police say McNair died of multiple gunshot wounds. Also found dead in the same living room was Sahel Kazemi, described as a friend of McNair. Kazemi was shot just once in the head. Investigators also recovered a pistol near her body. The two apparently had gotten close. They were together when police say they pulled Kazemi over earlier this week and arrested her for drunk driving. The Cadillac Escalade she was driving through downtown Nashville was registered in both of their names. The 36-year-old McNair, nicknamed Air McNair, was well-liked by teammates, fans, and reporters. He supported several local charities even after leaving the Tennessee Titans in 2006. McNair retired as a Baltimore Raven last year. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
In tennis, the Wimbledon men's final gets underway in about an hour. Switzerland's Roger Federer is seeking his 15th major title and his 6th at Wimbledon. He faces American Andy Roddick. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.